This week we're remembering the start of the space age. It began on this day, 50 years ago, when the Soviet Union sent a basketball-sized satellite into orbit. The satellite was called Sputnik, and its successful launch ushered in vast changes in exploration and in relations between two superpowers. For commentator Andrew Chaikin, it was the start of a more personal journey.
This is the sound of my childhood.
Getting my feet out. I think I'm dragging a little bit, so I don't want to fire the gun yet.
Gemini astronaut Ed White making the first American walk in space in June 1965.
Now I've come above the spacecraft. I'm under my own control.
You're right in front, Ed. You look beautiful.
I feel like $1 million. I will pitch up.
It was a few weeks before my 9th birthday, and there couldn't have been a better time to be a kid. Amazing things were happening, but they were things I'd been waiting for. I'd been reading about them in books on space travel and seeing them on TV in shows like Men into Space.
The story you are about to see has not happened yet. These are scenes from that story that will happen when men will colonize the moon and discover how to live there.
That was the wonderful thing about growing up in the early years of the space age. Every day, things that had been science fiction were turning into fact. And by the summer I turned 13, I witnessed Neil Armstrong taking the first footsteps on the moon.
I only go in a small fraction of an inch, maybe an eighth of an inch, but I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads in the fine sandy particles.
I knew all of this was happening because of the Cold War. Getting to the moon meant the U.S. had beaten the Soviet Union in the space race that had begun with Sputnik. But to me, it wasn't about geopolitics. It was about exploration. By the time I was in college, Apollo had ended, and only robots were going to other planets. But there were still amazing explorations, and I got to be part of one. The first Mars landing, Viking 1, in July 1976. I was at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory as a student intern on the mission, and I had a front row seat.
Nav is green for touchdown. ACS is green, 1.5 degrees per second max, 0.2 Gs.
8 feet per second.
Touchdown, we have touchdown. Excellent zone. Going.
We have touchdown.
Naval is zone. Camera 1 zone. We're looking good.
As I witnessed the first pictures from the surface of Mars, I still felt the same passion for space exploration I'd had as a kid, and I've never lost it. I know people still ask why we need to keep exploring space. After all, the Cold War is long over. But the story that began 50 years ago is about something more important than national prestige or politics. It's about the very essence of who we are. We are made to be explorers. We're meant to make discoveries. I can only imagine what today's kids will witness in the next 50 years in space. Some of them could grow up to live on the moon or take the first footsteps on Mars. What began with Sputnik is just the opening chapter in a story that has no end. It will last as long as we do, as long as we keep exploring.
This is a story of the future, when a group of dedicated men risked their lives on the first flight to the red planet, Mars.
Commentary from Andrew Chaikin. He's author of A Man on the Moon, The Voyages of the Apollo Astronauts.